This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. French people have a new prime minister today. After the resignation of Edouard Philippe, President Emmanuel Macron named Jean Castex, who coordinated the plan to reopen the French economy, heavily damaged by the pandemic. Yesterday, Macron said he is seeking a new path to rebuild the country for the final 2 years of his term. The government shakeup comes after last weekend's green wave in local French elections, when Macron saw his liberal centrist party defeated in the country's biggest cities. The French leader says he wants to reinvent his presidency. He begins today with a new prime minister. The mystery over a fire that destroyed an underground centrifuge assembly site at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility deepened today. A series of online messages and a video purportedly claim responsibility for the blaze. Tehran says while it knows the cause of the fire, it would not reveal it for security reasons. The online messages are said to be from the so-called Cheetahs of the Homeland, an organization of Iranian opposition groups. German lawmakers have finalized the country's planned phase-out of coal as a source of energy, one attack both by environmentalists as not going far enough and by those who say it is a waste of taxpayer money. The bill approved by the German parliament schedules a shutdown of the nation's last coal-fired power plant by 2038 and pledges 40 billion euros to help affected regions cope with the transition. Global coronavirus pandemic figures at this hour just under 11 million cases, with more than 522,000 deaths. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, the stark number is about 2.8 million cases and nearly 129,000 fatalities. Many states have either paused or reversed their reopening plans amid sharply rising daily infections. And health officials are warning the 4th of July holiday weekend will be a crucial test of Americans' willingness to help stem the dramatic new spread of COVID-19, mainly in the South and the West. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. Florida, Arizona, Texas, and California are the most deeply affected COVID-19 danger zones in the United States. They combined for 25,000 new confirmed cases yesterday as the infection curve rose in 40 of the 50 states heading into the July 4th holiday weekend. In many states, there are dramatic increases in the percentage of COVID tests coming back positive. The U.S. as a whole has begun recording more than 50,000 new cases a day, rivaling mid-pandemic overcrowding conditions in hospitals. The governors of Florida, Arizona, and Texas were among the most aggressive in reopening their economies. At least two of them have been second-guessing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the statewide use of face coverings. Until recently, he had refused to allow even local governments to impose such rules. Texas has reported 179,000 corona infections. It has lost over 2,500 lives. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has ordered bars, gyms, and theaters to close. But in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says he has no plans to order any further closures. He has ordered bars to stop serving alcohol and has cut down on restaurant capacity. DeSantis has consistently rejected calls for a mandated statewide use of face masks. Florida counted 10,000 new virus cases yesterday alone. California Governor Gavin Newsom has shut down much of his state's economy. California's virus case count is approaching a quarter million, with some 6,200 deaths. Britain is telling the United States it is on a red list of countries whose visitors will need to quarantine for 14 days once they arrive in the UK. Britain is easing its quarantine rules for dozens of other countries. The UK has lost more than 44,000 lives to the coronavirus, with well over 285,000 cases. Days ago, the European Union said travelers from America would be blocked from visiting member states because of the country's worsening pandemic numbers. U.S. President Donald Trump says the new COVID outbreaks are being handled in the U.S. He will be on the road today traveling to the state of South Dakota to speak at Mount Rushmore, the site of a huge carved monument honoring four of the most celebrated Americans in history. American presidents, that is. 7,500 people will be there, and South Dakota's Republican governor, Kristi Noem, a strong Trump supporter, boasts there will be no requirement for social distancing and says face masks are optional. Those are words that run counter to the advice of most medical authorities in the U.S. and around the world. South Dakota has seen a drop in the number of infections and has suffered under 100 pandemic deaths. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is said to be urging officials to maintain a maximum alert against the pandemic. Despite the warning, state media say Kim today reaffirmed the government's argument there has not been a single case of COVID-19 in North Korea. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.